Hey, this is MuckDog from themoneygoround.com. It is Wednesday, January 4th, 2012. This is Audible number 135. Hey, this is my second attempt to do one of these as I'm out walking the puppy. The first one, man, I had a lot of noise on the mic. I think it was hitting my jacket or something. So we're taking a different approach this time. We'll see how the quality comes out. Anyways, today I want to talk a little bit about the Iowa caucus, the stock market, my new Transformer Prime, oil prices, that sort of thing. So let's start with the stock market. You know, yesterday the stock market was up, and I think for the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ, the market was, it was the third highest percentage gain ever for the opening day, opening trading day. And for the Dow, I think it was about the fourth opening trading day. Anyways, it was great. You think about the year we had last year and the fact that the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ basically were flat. I mean, just one day yesterday, hey, we beat the 2011 returns. Almost, excluding dividends. So then today I was reading in the Stock Trader's Almanac that the second trading day of the year is up 13 out of the last 18 years. Now make that 14 out of the last 19, but barely, right? The market barely moved today, although it did have a chance to go down. But we're seeing some better economic data, and I think that's kind of surprising some folks. There's been a lot of pessimism out there. And even the projections, the 2012 projections have been kind of lower than expected, or not like last year. Last year, everybody was expecting a lot better year, and not this year. But so anyways, we're off to a pretty good start. And you know the saying, as goes January, or the first 5 days of January, so goes the year. I think I was listening to Bloomberg this morning, and they were saying that if the first 5 days of January are positive, the market's up 86% of the time, and then during the presidential election year, the market's up about 80% of the 80% of the time. So it certainly seems, hopefully, to be lining up in our favor. We like those odds, and we deserve it after last year, anyways, right? Last year was torture, unless you sold in May and got out. Anyways. So with the improving economy, we're seeing oil prices move up, and a lot of folks are blaming that on Iran and the threat to the Strait of Hormuz, but that's probably part of it. But the other part of it is that an improving economy means that we are demanding more for, or demanding more gasoline, more fuel, more energy. And, you know, once the gasoline gets to that magical $4 a gallon mark, we'll see if it starts to impact folks' ability to spend money on other things like groceries and Cheesecake Factory and Netflix subscriptions. Hey, speaking of Netflix, did you see they are up like 11% today? And basically, I guess they're doing great with their streaming subscriptions. A lot of folks said that they would cancel their movie service and go to streaming, but it may have attracted some folks just to the streaming service. I don't know, but they certainly have streamed a lot of movies. And then after last summer's snafu, where they raised prices for each individual service, you know, that kind of weighed heavily on the stock and made it one of the worst stocks last year to own. But one of the things they did this year that was kind of nice is they gave folks a free movie over the holidays. At least they gave me one. When it was about, I think the week before Christmas, I got an email saying, hey, have one on us, you know, happy holidays. So I certainly did take advantage of that, and I enjoyed the movie. I actually watched a movie called The Town, which I like. And you can tell the puppy going nuts whenever there's another dog. Funny thing is, if that dog came over here to engage her, my dog would be very wimpy and whiny and stand down. So she's all bark and no bite, as they say. Another stock today that was in the news is Kodak. You remember the phrase Kodak moment? Well, I think going bankrupt is a Kodak moment, correct? It's a company that just didn't move along with the times quick enough or effectively enough. into the digital age. I had a lot of Kodak cameras. I even think I had the first Kodak digital camera, the big honking one that weighed 1,000,000 pounds, but it took pretty good pictures for a 2-megapixel camera. And I think, they just blew it. But anyways, we'll see what happens there. Finally, I'll go to the Transformer Prime. Actually, I want to talk about the Iowa caucus, the Republicans. It looks like it's going to be... Well, Michelle Bachmann dropped out, right? Basically, didn't even register on the Richter scale in the vote. And it looks like Rick Perry may drop out. I don't know what he's thinking, but he wasn't really in it either. So it really came to Romney winning by 8 votes. And when you think about it, in a what they're calling, what the media calls an evangelical state, pretty good for a Mormon to win it, right? I mean, I think it bodes well for Romney as he goes into other states. And then with Santorum, kind of the opposite is true. You know, you'd expect him to get a lot of votes there as he appeals to the social conservative crowd. But then when he moves out to other states, he may not fare as well. And then Ron Paul, Ron Paul's Ron Paul. He'll end up fading after a few more primaries. He's not going to win any of them. So at some point he'll just tire of it and that'll be that. The one question mark, I think, is Newt Gingrich. He, didn't do great, but you think some of those other guys, as they fade off, Gingrich might get some of those votes, so he's not out of it. But certainly is Romney's to lose right now, and he does look like the likely moderate Republican choice. There's just a couple things. I voted for Romney 4 years ago, and there's a couple things I don't like about him. I mean, he is kind of he did the Romney Care. And then he also did the, he's also kind of an environmentalist of sorts, which I know he's kind of backed off on those positions for the campaign. He pretty much had to, but in his heart, this guy's a moderate. But then so again was George Bush, and people forget that. He was the compassionate conservative after all. Finally, the Transformer Prime. I'm loving it so far. So it's a lot of fun for me to play with. I haven't had any of the problems that I've been reading about on the internet. I guess there's been a problem with the GPS. And also, they say the Wi-Fi reception's poor, but everything seems to be working for me. I haven't really messed around with the GPS too much. They say it's the aluminum housing that kind of blocks the signal to the GPS antenna. That makes sense to me. I believe that. So it may not work as well, but it was still working for me when I took it outside one day. Just for fun to see if I had a problem. And then the Wi-Fi, they say, because again of the aluminum housing, that it has trouble picking up Wi-Fi signals. But I also read it has two Wi-Fi antennas in there, and some of the studies have said, well, because there's two in there, it seems to be working. I enjoy the Android store, the marketplace, and also the Amazon has a marketplace for Google apps. I've downloaded some. The only issue I have there is it's hard to tell which is a tablet app and which is a smartphone app, because some of the smartphone apps don't render very well on the tablets. So it would be nice if they somehow marked it as a tablet app or a smartphone app. And then, but the good news is that you have like 15 minutes to uninstall. So I'm kind of a news junkie. I mostly get the news apps. I like the USA Today. So I think they did a better job on their Android app than on the iPhone or iPad app, although the iPad app is nice too. I also like SkyGrid. I think I mentioned that last time. And there's one called Currents and I think 360. Those are pretty good. And Pulse. Those have been pretty good just to browse the news. Of course, you end up seeing the same stories all over the place if you end up picking up one more than one of those. I have a few games on there, but I'm not much of a game player, but they seem to handle the graphics really well. It's a real pretty screen. Anyways, that's about it. Hey, it's Wednesday. It's free preview week on the NBA NBA Pass if you have cable, so you can watch whatever game you want. Hey, I hope you're having a great one. See ya.